Hey, everybody, and welcome to the weekly Nintendo News Roundup Live. Where every Friday night, the All-In Crew breaks down the week in Nintendo news. Hey, Eric. Good to see you.
How you doing, Seth?
Doing all right. We're here. We're making it. It's another week.
We are.
Another Friday.
It is indeed another Friday. It's weird. It's been a few of those over the past couple months. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But here we are. Another one. You know, we got a stew going here. So really excited to spend my Friday night with you, buddy.
Yeah, we got a few things to talk about. Not a major news week, but I was telling you this, like, it was just enough. It was, like, just enough this week to justify doing one of these. A few exciting things. Bowser's here in the chat. Let's go to Orlando. We're going to talk about that. That's for sure. Okay.
Bowser giving out hugs in the chat.
Oh, yeah. Before we get into our news, though, Eric, we do have to do something very important first.
Absolutely. We have to shout out all of our season ticket holders.
That's right. The all-in annual pass holders on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Huge thanks to our friends and supporters at patreon.com/allinpodcast, who we thank at the top of the show of our podcast. We always start with our golden banana bunch. So huge thanks to Rob Yapel, Sean O'Baggins, Ashton, Tim A, aka Neoprime 33, aka Nintendo Dad Number 4, Matt, Shy Guy City Murray, Phelan Ward, Bill Tucker, Marcus O'Neill, Liam D, Gamer Jason, Andrew Wilkins, Foolish Fuji, Alan, hashtag look to the cookie, Solo Something, and brand new member to the Golden Banana Bunch, SAZ. Big thanks to SAZ for upgrading to the Golden Banana tier. We really appreciate you, my friend. And there is, of course, a 7-day free trial to the Golden Banana tier if you want to check it out for yourself and see the exclusive content that goes up there every single week.
SAZ now drowning in exclusive content. There's like side quests and Indie Showcase Plus and $2 Hero and all this. So I was like, there's so much to see now.
There's a lot. It's not bad for a two-person operation. So check that out over on Patreon, of course. But we're not done yet. We need to thank our Triforce tier. We need to thank Josh Vaughn, the godfather of Tingle Love Tuesday, John Datfast Cummins of the Retrologic Podcast, as well as the On Topic Retro Podcast, the Globetrotting Jet Set Nintendo Hub and Sparky of the Nintendo Hub right here on YouTube, Adam Caparello of the Retro Groove Podcast, Shy Guy, the other half of our Shy Guy Mod Squad. Thank you, Shy Guy. Daniel Hinojosa, Dan and Luma, Bowza, the Keeper of the Hugs, and the legend himself.
The real draw and the main tourist attraction at Universal's Epic Universe, Uncle Randy.
Uncle Randy, for sure. I honestly think that, like, when I was, you know, kind of looking at the news and putting the notes together for this week, that's the most exciting thing, right? We got to talk about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm super excited. Obviously, Super Nintendo World has been open in Japan for a short time, but it's been cooking. It's been cooking over here in Orlando, right in my backyard. And I've just been waiting, like, you know, let me in. But we got a nice big look at what properly is cooking at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. So that, along with a few other things, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. That's right. Epic Universe opening in 2025, including Super Nintendo World. The statement from Nintendo reads, "Adventure awaits. Super Nintendo World, one of the five immersive worlds, is opening at the all-new Universal Epic Universe theme park at Universal Orlando Resort in 2025. And we have this, they shared some concept art and stuff, but we got this big aerial shot.
Yeah.
Of Epic Universe. It's got all these different lands going on.
Yep. It's got basically an entire aerial view of what is going to be called the Epic Universe down there at Universal Studios. And they, for Super Nintendo World's purpose, they have highlighted their section of the map. Thank you very much for zooming in on that. Very much like, you know, like the Lion King, everything the light touches, fanboys, is our kingdom. But you will very conspicuously notice that the portion of Super Nintendo World taking up that plot of land really isn't even half of what that of the land space that plot takes up. So that honestly makes me more excited than anything. We've already seen a bunch of the stuff that's coming. We know, like, you know, Bowser's Castle and a whole lot of the attractions that are already in place. And we already have basically everything but confirmation about some of the other stuff that's coming in the future, but just the sheer amount of extra land that they have to work with right in the backyard of what is currently Super Nintendo World makes me incredibly excited. I cannot wait to go down there and see it all for myself. They're probably going to be adding on to that for years to come. But regardless, what's already there that we already know about should be a Nintendo fanboy's dream once it's open.
Yeah, I mean, so we can see here, you know, of course we have the Mario component, which has been a factor for a while now. It looks like Orlando is going to get, you can just kind of barely make it out. I'm trying to zoom in as much as I can here, but it looks like we're going to get the Yoshi's, like, the little Yoshi thing, the little, like, ride-along Yoshi thing, maybe. That's what that kind of looks like. Of course, Peach's castle is, like, the entrance here, and then Bowser's castle leads into Mario Kart, which is, you know, what I'm assuming, this big blocked thing, at least some of this is probably the Mario Kart ride, like the warehouse for the Mario Kart ride. But there's also about half of that looks like it's got, like, This portion here is kind of like not Bowser's castle. It kind of cuts out at about the midway point. And I'm curious what that is. It's either going to be part of the Donkey Kong ride, or it might be part of the Zelda. The Zelda thing that we are pretty sure is happening could be a piece of this too. Like, this portion could be leading into the Zelda portion. I don't know.
Yeah. It was kind of funny the way Eiji Aonuma, that old tweet... that Eiji Aonuma finally shared himself. It was like, oh, you got me. Oh, I'm there.
Yeah.
So just adding fuel to the fire, a little bit of the Zelda appearing at Universal. But I mean, just looking at that aerial photo, looking at everything they have to work with from an acreage perspective, there's certainly more than enough room there to make a full-size Zelda addition to the park. And, I mean, in addition to even other things on top of that. So, but yeah, that big warehouse is very conspicuous right there. I don't think it's just... My initial thought was maybe it's just, like, the huge super warehouse where they keep all the costumes and extra parts and everything that they would need right there. It's next to big, everything, man. But it is too big. Yeah, it's way too big for even something like that. So but this is our first, like, real look at how this whole park as an entire experience is going to come together. Super Nintendo World being one of the kind of five legs of this epic universe, the others being, well, we've got the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. We've got kind of a new take on the Universal Monsters, an almost theme park reimagining of their dark universe. We've got the Isle of Berk from How to Train Your Dragons, and then something they're calling, I believe, the Celestial Park.
Yeah. So
Super Nintendo World is going to be one of the five five-legged tripod? A quintpod?
I don't know. Five spokes on the wheel, you know, basically. Yeah. Yeah. So this is exciting. It's cool to finally kind of, like, see what this looks like and get a little bit of a sense of, like, what we have going. It's cool to see, like, Funky's plane there, you know, to see, like, the tiki huts where I'm sure food, like, to see the sort of construction of the giant golden, like, palace where the minecart ride is going to come through and jump over this gap right here. And, it's going to be really cool, man. And yeah, I mean, we've already been kind of, like, talking about this. This is in your backyard. This, you know, isn't too terribly far away from me. I've been to Universal before. So, I mean, it's one of those things, man, we kind of have to, like, when this opens, we kind of have to do, like, an all-in theme park, you know, meetup or something.
Oh, 1000%. Like, that's happening. That's happening. We still got to work out the details, but, do be prepared for that. Start saving money for your bus fare, start saving money for, you know, hotel
stays. It is expensive to go.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's the problem. But I mean, it's kind of got to happen. Like, it has to happen. I'm super excited for that. And now that we're really starting to get a good look at what it's going to look like, I'm even more hyped for the opening of this and frankly the rest of the other spokes of that wheel too. I am really interested to check out the Isle of Berk. I even want to check out the Dark Universe thing. So I'll be spending most of my time with you know, the rest of the all-in crew at Super Nintendo World, but I will kind of duck out to like to go take a photo with like the Bride of Frankenstein or something.
I'm definitely it's cool. It's always exciting to see this stuff, but it's mostly like, you know, Japan's had it for, you know, like a year now. And you know, Hollywood got theirs last year, so it's finally about to be our time. We got to wait until 2025. We don't know the exact opening date for it yet, but our time is coming. Our time is nigh. And look, when ours opens, we'll have Donkey Kong right out the gate. And, like, there's plenty of time to announce whatever the other stuff is. Maybe they'll have that ready to go for launch, too. So,
very possibly. I'm sure they're specifically working on the Zelda stuff to tie directly in to the forthcoming movie. So,
I bet.
But we'll see. We shall see.
Mm-hmm. Well, while that was certainly the, you know, the biggest piece, we also had a couple of interesting things happen this week. First of all, during the Sony State of Play... obviously it was Sony's State of Play, so it was a lot of PlayStation stuff, but there were a couple of Switch relevant announcements, and I think this one is probably the one that got people the most excited out of the stuff coming to Switch anyways. This what is it, Sonic Cross Shadow Generations, they're calling it.
Sonic X Shadow Generations. The first time that Sonic Generations will be the console version, I think, will be available on a Nintendo platform. I actually own Sonic Generations on the 3DS, and that was weirdly a very good version of that game. But yes, we're finally getting the mashup of classic Sonic and modern Sonic in the form of the game that came out like 15 years ago now already, like 2009. Yeah. But in addition to that, as you can see here on the screen, Shadow the Hedgehog is also getting his own kind of standalone campaign that's going to run parallel, apparently, to the adventures of classic and modern Sonic within the title. That's really kind of all we know. There's certainly a lot of quick cuts in the trailer to keep us from getting a really good handle on what's going on. But we did see a couple of classic Shadow the Hedgehog enemies there, and I'm excited for this. I am. Generations, I think, was a very underrated Sonic game when it came out all those years ago, and you know, I've said this before already, if they can just fix the final boss fight, that alone would solve probably 90% of my issues with the game. But also seeing how this new Shadow campaign is going to tie into everything as well. Sonic the Hedgehog games have been on a decent little uptick, and I just really hope that this remaster, that this new version of a classic Sonic game is handled, it doesn't kind of fall the same way that Sonic Colors Ultimate did, but still excited. We don't have a release date for this, just autumn of this year is what we hear, but I know Sonic Generations isn't exactly your favorite Sonic game.
I don't hate it. I thought it was fine. Like, I thought it was a fairly, like, a totally normal, average, you know, Sonic game.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't be, like, opposed necessarily to replaying it, but to be honest, like, we had that port of Sonic Colors, and I picked that up, and I was kind of excited, because I remember liking that a lot when it came out, and then I was playing it on Switch, and I was like, oh, this actually kind of sucks. Like, this is not, this is not very good, and so I'm fearful that, like, this game, which I liked less than Sonic Colors, I feel like I would come into this, and, I mean, who knows, maybe it would have the inverse effect, but the Shadow stuff is what I would really like to play.
Yeah.
This looks cool. I like that they have this whole, like, skating, you know, animation with him, and, this stuff looks great. I would play, if they just sold this as a separate little thing, I would totally buy it. Because I am interested in this. And I mean, like, Shadow the Hedgehog is kind of, you know, a hot commodity right now. He's going to be a big part of the new movie. And
been a big week for Shadow. In addition to this game announcement, there's a Shadow the Hedgehog skin coming to Sonic Superstars on February 15th. In addition to that, just earlier today, as a matter of fact, we got our first proper teaser for the brand new Sonic 3 movie that we all know is featuring Shadow the Hedgehog. And actually, speaking of the marketing for the Sonic 3 movie, they gave us our first teaser of the Sonic 3 movie on the 30th anniversary of Sonic 3, the video game. So that's
cool.
chef's kiss marketing there, Sega. I really appreciate that.
Very good.
Also, just very quickly, that also means today is the 30th anniversary of Knuckles. So congrats, Echidna. Looking forward to seeing your Peacock Plus TV show. But yeah, it's been kind of all Shadow this week. Again, the new Sonic X Shadow Generations, the new skin for Superstars, and the Sonic 3 movie featuring Shadow. So it's been a good week to be a Black Hedgehog.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be curious. There's been a lot of exciting rumors on who might be playing Shadow in the movie. And I hope that those come to pass, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to that. I like the Sonic movies to me are way better than the games. Like way better. I really enjoy the movies quite a lot. So,
well, we know Catherine O'Hara just,
I saw that.
Join. Yeah.
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. So, you know, maybe she can pull double duty. Cause for some reason, like the first three or four times I read that story, just because I was looking at so much Sonic news, I kept thinking of her being added to the Sonic 3 movie.
And she's Shadow.
She's Shadow. Exactly. Yeah. That was my thought. Like that was just the news coming out at the same time, just started melding in my brain. And I just kept thinking about a universe where Catherine O'Hara played Shadow the Hedgehog. And I kind of want that now, but.
Yeah, man, we'll see. Well, that was not the only, this has not technically been confirmed for the Nintendo Switch yet. However, Dave the Diver, of course, everybody's favorite indie game, released on the Nintendo Switch late last year. And
that's never going to go away.
they announced this really crazy crossover during the State of Play. And we assume, because again, this is on Switch, we assume that this is not PlayStation exclusive DLC coming to Dave the Diver. There's nothing to imply that.
Yeah. These aren't exactly PlayStation Sony owned characters.
Right. So the DLC is Godzilla. Because sure. Why not?
Yeah. Yes, if you're watching the video version of this right now, do not adjust your set. That is actually Big G himself coming out of the water in the shadow of Dave the Diver's boat. And not only that, here right at the end, like that's a very quick shot of what really looks like Abira, Horror
Let's
of the
see if
Deep.
I can catch it.
Another, yep,
I
right
had
there.
It. I had it. Hang on.
Another kaiju from the Toho universe that showed up in the what's known in America as Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. So yeah, that very much looks like Abira, Horror of the Deep. So it makes me think that we might even get to see a few other kaiju. I mean, the thing that immediately comes to mind is the fact that weirdly this version of Godzilla that's shown in the trailer isn't even like the normal version of Godzilla. It's specifically the fiery version of Godzilla that first appeared in 1995's Godzilla versus Destoroyah. That's also appeared in, you know, a couple other places throughout the years. He appeared in the Godzilla King of the Monsters Legendary Pictures, part of the MonsterVerse. So the fact that they showed off this version of the character, I think is very interesting as well. Maybe because it's Fiery Godzilla, maybe we'll get Destoroyah, or maybe it's alluding to something else as well. But regardless, me being the big kaiju nut I am, despite the fact that it frankly makes zero sense, I'm still kind of here for it.
I mean, I love Godzilla, but exactly. But yeah, I mean, we have no idea like what bearing this actually has on the game. I mean, this is a game where you go deep sea diving, you hunt fish and catch fish, and you bring it back and run a sushi restaurant. That's what the game is. And like, I don't understand really how mechanically, like, am I playing as Godzilla? This almost looks like the setup of like a 2D, like brawler sort of thing. So I'm like, what is it like that? And that's what this trailer doesn't illustrate. You know, it's just kind of like, hi, Godzilla's in the game. Please be excited.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, I guess I am, but I don't know why I should be, you know,
I don't know. Godzilla for me is just one of those things that it doesn't matter what he's added to, what Godzilla's added. There could be a collaboration between Godzilla and Nintendogs. And I'd be like, I don't understand, but I'm here for it. So. Yeah. But I mean, Godzilla himself having a pretty good year. Godzilla Minus One just became the third highest grossing foreign language film in America. Godzilla Minus One also became the first Big G movie to be nominated for an Oscar. So also a good year to be a big black kaiju.
Yeah, it's coming. This DLC is coming in May of 2024. Again, no specific news on Switch yet, but we assume it will be also coming to Switch.
Yes. So but yeah, sure. Bring Big G, bring everybody, bring the Ultraman stuff over from Gigabash and put that in Dave the Diver as well. Bring Gamera, bring everybody. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Makes just as much sense as anything else, including the upcoming Splatfest is kind of weird. We finally got details of the next Splatfest, which is happening from the 16th through the 18th. So that's the weekend after next, kind of just before the launch of Side Order that's coming out. And the theme is, what's the best day of the weekend? Team Friday versus Saturday versus Sunday.
I low-key kind of love this, actually. I don't know what psychopaths are choosing Sunday, but I still kind of love this. Honestly think I'm... You know what? In my heart, I want to choose Saturday. My mind is pushing me toward Friday. But regardless, I still really, really like this Splatfest. It's one of those just ridiculous fun ones. I still really wish that they were doing more collaborative stuff with other Nintendo games. But if you're going to be doing just kind of random idea Splatfests, I do think this is actually a pretty good one.
It's pretty good for for the three-pronged approach, since that's the big gimmick with Splatoon 3. It's a pretty good, three-way Splatfest idea. I'm torn on this too. Like, Friday's great because it's the end of the work week.
Of right? course, yeah.
But then Saturday's great because Saturday's actually like the day. Like, it's like the, yeah. I think it's kind of in that perfect slot of like, you actually have the day, it's
and
not like Sunday.
You don't have to worry about the next day. Exactly.
Exactly. So to me, Saturday's kind of the no brainer. Ryan Champion in the chat, gotta be Saturday. So that's I'm kind of with you on that.
But that's not the Rebecca Black song. Come on.
That's true. If that was the determining factor.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's also not the only Splatfest that's happening at that time, because Japan is getting a different one.
The first time I saw that, I was like, there's no way that's Japan's Splatfest. There is no way Japan got the same one.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, Japan's version of this, and this is, I think, the second time that Japan has had a separate Splatfest from everybody else.
Yes.
This is red bean paste versus custard versus cream, I think, is the theme here. So it's like what's your favorite sweet, sort of thing. Sweet, like filling, is the theme. And they actually have like some special artwork, that went with theirs too. Which is kind of neat. So
I dig that. I haven't seen that artwork yet. That's pretty cool. I like that. I do remember the last time, aka the first time, that Splatoon 3 had different Splatfest between America and Japan. Japan also got a sweet themed Splatfest.
Yeah, it was based on.
It was like a single sweet, but three variations of one of them.
Yeah, it was based on, I think, the Moon Festival, like those little moon cake things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of neat. It's I love this artwork. This is great artwork.
But which one would Big Man choose? We clearly don't see here.
That's true. It's not immediately obvious. I mean, in theory, I guess he'd be whipped cream, I guess.
Are they trying to push Big Man out of the Splatfest? Is that what's going on? Big Man exclusion? Should there be a controversy about this?
I don't know. What would you pick between red bean paste, custard, and whipped cream?
Oh man. I honestly don't know what red bean paste tastes like, but.
Oh, really? Okay.
But honestly, like, custard and whipped cream have never been things that I've gravitated towards. So even though I've never had it, I'm honestly gravitating toward the red bean paste is it?
Yeah. Red bean paste is great. It's, yeah, it's like what they do is it's very sweet. They sweeten the heck out of it. And they grind it into, this paste, and it kind of winds up having this like the texture of like Nutella or something.
Okay.
It's good. I like, and I don't like beans like on their own, but I do love red bean paste. So I would go with that too.
I've just never been a whipped cream guy. Like, it's just so light. Neither have I. It has zero substance to it whatsoever. It's just like a half step thicker than air.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll sometimes make my own whipped cream, and like it's fine, but I'm not a huge whipped cream guy. And I like custard okay. But yeah, red bean paste for me. And yeah, they'll typically put it in like a bun or something like this. So,
I mean, yeah. You add some fish fingers to the custard, and you know, you kind of got me, you know, between a rock and a hard place at that point. But, but typically I think I gotta, you know, go for the one that I haven't tried yet in that regard specifically. But, yeah, I think I'm team Saturday red bean paste.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. I think we're in alignment on that. Ryan Champion is team Saturday and team whipped cream, it looks like. Ooh. So very cool. Well, that's going on again. That's the weekend of the 16th through the 18th. So I imagine that that week you'll be able to go in and cast your vote and get your Splatfest shirt and all that stuff.
And also in regards to Splatoon, everybody don't forget that if you want to catch that Splatoon concert, that's going on next week as well, in addition to the Legend of Zelda concert. So just quick PSA on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But last thing that I wanted to hit real quick before we get into notable releases, this was a fun little story. And this video that I'm going to pull up here on stream, because there isn't like an official trailer for this little thing. This is coming from our friends at Game Explained put out a video on this. So I'm just going to show their video here on stream. Celeste 64, which is a fun little free game that was released on itch this week.
Yep.
It is Celeste done up like a 3D kind of platformer.
Yeah.
And
if you're wondering, it does come from Maddie Makes Games.
Yeah, no, it's from Extremely Okay Games. Yeah, yes. This is an official thing. They said they made it in about a week, and
that's amazing. Like, if that's just a week,
yeah, like it was like a little like game jam thing.
Yep.
That they did like in celebration of the game's 6th anniversary, and it's short, sweet. Most people, it looks like you can play through it in 30, 45 minutes. But it's free to download on itch and, Lena Rain. It has brand new music from Lena Rain as well. You can get that actually on Bandcamp. It's also Bandcamp Friday. So if you want to get the soundtrack, now would be a great day to do it. That's the day on every Friday. If you buy from Bandcamp, the artist gets 100% of the proceeds. So nice.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So very cool. And, yeah, I definitely want to play this. I have it downloaded, and my plan is to make a YouTube video for this myself for our channel whenever I get a chance to play it. So looks great.
I understand they released it for free. If they released this as paid DLC for Celeste, I'd 1000% buy it in a heartbeat. This looks just so adorable. Very much gives me like Tori vibes. But I mean, it certainly looks like it's as difficult as Celeste.
Joey's dying a bunch here.
Yeah, you're going to be dying quite a bit, but it just looks absolutely delightful. There's Madeline right there. There's some strawberries. You got Celeste Mountain. All the hallmarks of Celeste just done in an adorable 3D low poly landscape. Yes, please.
Yeah, just really cute, really fun. I'm glad they did it.
Me too.
And looking forward to playing it. Like I said, I'm going to try to get a video out on that probably sometime next week. So we can, you know, kind of see what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's pretty much what we've got. So let's hit some notable releases and say goodnight.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, I think the most notable releases that have come out over the past week have been DLC. Probably the most notable release we've gotten over the past 7 days is the brand new Mario versus Donkey Kong demo that dropped a couple days ago. It's not very long, probably only going to take you 10 minutes or so. Speaking of getting up YouTube videos, on our YouTube channel, Seth has one up of his playthrough of the Mario versus Donkey Kong demo. So if you want to check that out, that's available. But if you want to check out just the game itself, that demo is now available on the eShop.
Yeah, and it's great. It's a great demo. That demo completely like sold me on the game. It's so good. The presentation of it, the music is incredible. Like I said, like Eric said, it's a quick, you know, 10-minute thing. But like it's worth it. Just download it real quick, give it a spin. I don't think you'll be sorry.
Okay. So, we don't have it in the notes, but the demo for that Japanese game.
So oh, that was last week. Yeah, we highlighted that last week. Yeah.
Okay.
I am going to put up a video for it though, next week on the channel. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Another piece of DLC that another video up on our YouTube channel. The brand new Octopia, you know, we just talked about Splatoon, so why not? You know, the brand new Octopia DLC for Eastward, a new little cozy farming sim addition to the Western RPG. And if you want to see what that looks like, Seth similarly has you covered there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a video on the YouTube channel for that too. And it's they took Eastward and they made it a cozy farming sim. So it's really good. I like it a lot. I'm looking forward to digging deeper into it. It's like $5. I think the standard price is $5.99, but there's a launch window discount that brings it to like $5.09 or something. So you do have to have the actual base version of Eastward in order to play it. It is DLC. It's not like a standalone thing. So that is worth noting. But they also made like a bundle also that you can buy that has both the base game and the DLC. So
yeah. But if you don't like cozy experiences, if you don't like kind of subdued experiences, if you're an actual literal psychopath, the eShop has you covered this week as well.
Yeah. Apparently there's a new Postal game that came out this week, Postal Brain Damaged. I didn't know that there was still like movement with Postal's kind of an infamously like over the top kind of raunchy series. I don't even want to pull up a video on the
stream.
We'll
get demonetized.
but they have a new, it looks like if you watch the like the trailer for it, I mean, it looks like a new sort of boomer shooter. Like,
yep, it's Postal. Yeah. It's definitely Postal. You can do a lot of very deplorable things in that game. So yeah, it's certainly Postal. But if you have a weird fascination with those games, listen, I don't judge. We all enjoy the games we want. And if that's one of the games that you enjoy, more power to you. And if that is the type of game you enjoy, then you have a new one available on the eShop right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. You know, I'm actually looking at the trailer right now. It's not actually too bad. Let me pull this up real quick so y'all can get a little bit of a look at what we're talking about here. Postal Brain Damaged, which is also, I mean, just a heck of a title. So, you know, it's a boomer shooter. It's, you know, we're going through. It looks like you have some vacuum cleaner weapons, some sort of like crossbow, like dual wielding shotguns on aliens and stuff. So it looks over the top. It looks silly. So, you know, if this is the kind of thing that you could see yourself getting into, maybe, you know, maybe check it out. Who knows?
I really hope those arrows weren't what I thought they were.
But I mean, hey, who knows? It's Postal.
That's very true. But I mean, regardless, that did release on the Nintendo Switch eShop this week. And we have one other notable release that we thought was worth shouting out as well. Jujutsu Kaisen Cursed Clash also came out. I think that's how you pronounce that. Jujutsu Kaisen Cursed Clash also released this past week on the eShop. Frankly, I don't know too much about it.
This is a like shonen anime, and they made like kind of a like 3D brawler out of it, and people love Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't know much about it either. I've never watched it. My co-host on the Nintendo Drive, Amanda, loves it, and I think she like played the demo for this at like a PAX or something like that, and she wasn't super impressed by it. But it looks like you're in your like Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm.
Yeah, the arena fighter. Yeah.
Yeah, you're sort of in that vibe a little bit, and you know, I'm sure for fans of the anime, they, you know, this might be something worth checking out.
It's very anime looking, very shonen looking, but you know what? I've been looking to try to find some more anime inspired stuff on the eShop. Maybe I'll take a look at it. There's some very normal looking characters here.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks very anime. But I, you know, I'm not hating it. I would be interested. So
I don't hate it. But that's available now on the eShop as well. Not as, you know, quite a stacked release week as the past couple weeks have been, but a couple things available on the eShop now. And like I said, You know, we've got a few things coming up to look forward to as well. But let us know what you guys are playing this weekend, what you guys are getting up to this weekend. Reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter at All In Podcast. Make sure to join our amazing Discord community. If you're watching us here on YouTube right now, before you go, go ahead and like, subscribe, click the bell for notifications so you never miss another YouTube video. We've talked about Seth's videos. I do a couple of videos now on the YouTube as well. I did very unique and completely normal, not heartbreaking at all, full game playthrough of Rainbow Islands this past week. Quarter Circle Forward is also updating every week on the YouTube channel. So we've got a ton of stuff in addition to these live news broadcasts, which you can catch every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. But in addition to all of that ridiculous amount of content that the two of us somehow find time to create each week, we also find time to create a lot of exclusive content for those legendary patrons we shouted out a little while ago.
That's right. Patreon.com/allinpodcast. Check it out. There's three tiers of support over there. And if you want to throw a few bones our way for our hard work, we appreciate it. You can also pick up some merch. bit.ly/allinmerch is the link for that. Links are below in the description. So you can, you know, definitely check that out. And if you, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, like Eric said, like, subscribe, leave comments on the video. That's appreciated. If you listen to us on your podcast feed, 5-star reviews are very much appreciated as well. It's a very, you know, free and easy way to support the show if you like what we do. So thanks.
Yeah, huge, huge thank you, including a brand new review, which we shout out in tomorrow's full episode of All In, a Nintendo podcast. Don't miss that. But to that person, to all the people who have dropped words, to all of you amazing patrons who have been with us for so long, to all of the people who have picked up a piece of our merch. Again, that is bit.ly/allinmerch. And to anybody who has even just shared our content across this vast and wonderful and terrifying internet of ours, to each and every one of you, we would like to extend an All In Namaste.
Namaste.
That's I just realized something.
What happened?
Nothing happened. I just, like, you know, the whole namaste thing. We're all in. I didn't start doing namaste because we're all in, but it just,
yeah. Oh, like you just realized that namaste starts with the letter N.
And we're all, I just realized the connective tissue to why I've been doing that this entire time. I was like, it feels right. It feels right. I don't know why, but I just now realized that here live on YouTube, I've had a life-changing epiphany, ladies and gentlemen, and you were all here for it.
Nice, nice. Remember where you were
exactly
at this moment. Well, that's been the news this week, folks. Thanks to everybody who came in. Had a few first time chatters that I want to shout out. Bowser, of course, was here like always. Always great to see her. Kathy Filkins came in. Crazy Gamer, Orionon came through. So big thanks to our first time chatters. Ryan Champion came through. So big shout outs to Ryan who chimed in the chat as well. Thanks to everybody who came out and hung out with us tonight. Always love to see people in the chat. Of course, we do have a brand new episode of All In, a Nintendo podcast, our weekly Nintendo variety podcast that goes up every Saturday. Links to that are in the description as well. If you're watching us here on YouTube or if you're listening to us on your podcast feed, you're in the right spot. On tomorrow's episode, we are doing the top 5 Sunsoft games that we still want to see on the Nintendo Switch. We are doing a review, or Eric is doing a review rather, of Another Code Recollection. And just like with our Prince of Persia review last week, we did do it on video as well. So that's also going to hit here on the YouTube channel tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. And we're doing an exciting developer interview on tomorrow's episode of All In with the developers of Lil Guardsman, which is a game that there's a video here on the YouTube channel for as well. Very unique game, very fun interview that you guys are not going to want to miss. So tomorrow's episode is a good one.
Yeah.
So please be excited.
Please be excited. But no, please, thank you guys excited so much for hanging out with us. Once again, hope you all have a great weekend. Whatever you guys are doing, make sure to be safe, have fun, and we will see you right back here next time.
That's right. See you next time. Bye.